Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, January 27th, 2026. Maine Attorney General Aaron Fry has announced that his office now has an email address dedicated specifically to reports of federal government actions in Maine. Quote, "Across our nation, we are seeing numerous reports of apparent civil rights violations and improper use of force by federal agents who've been sent into areas targeted for immigration enforcement by the federal government. With the federal government now surging federal agents into Maine under the banner of immigration enforcement, evidence of constitutionally deficient, excessive, and intimidating enforcement tactics is quickly emerging in our own state. In order to better assess the impacts of these questionable immigration enforcement activities on Mainers, as well as evaluate what action this office may take in response, the Office of the Maine Attorney General has established a dedicated email address for Mainers to share such information with the office for potential investigation. The email address will be monitored for documentation of potential violations of the Maine and federal constitutions, as well as Maine laws such as the Maine Civil Rights Act. We invite the public to submit any descriptions of observed intimidating or excessive behavior by federal agents. Information that would be helpful to provide includes date, location of incident, names of any individuals involved as actors or witnesses if known, and contact information. We will not be accepting photographs and video through this email address. However, please let us know if photos or videos are available and provide contact information so the office can arrange to obtain copies if deemed necessary. Emailers should be advised that any content sent may be subject to public dissemination under Maine's Freedom of Access laws. Finally, please also be advised that this email address is not for seeking legal advice, legal representation, or for requesting feedback." End quote. And that came from the Attorney General Aaron Fry's office. The email address that he's referring to is citizenreporting.oag@maine.gov. Again, that's citizenreporting.oag@maine.gov. We are witnessing one event after another in rapid succession, any one of which would have been a scandal that shocked the world and at the very least ended political careers in the past. But now our collective attention is immediately drawn to the next unspeakable thing that happens right on top of the one before it. So one example that may have gone unnoticed is U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi's recent letter to officials in Minnesota, in which she offered to withdraw the federal occupation of that state in exchange for a few favors, one of which was that the state provide the feds with their voter files. Maine is one of the other states refusing to turn those records over to the federal government, resulting in U.S. versus Maine Secretary of State Shenna Bellows. Secretary of State Bellows had this response to Bondi's shakedown. Quote, "Attorney General Bondi's letter to Minnesota made explicit what has long been clear. ICE is invading our states and inflicting violence in order to create chaos and control our states and elections. These sinister actions are Donald Trump's attempt to assume absolute power. Let me say this clearly for President Trump. Maine will never turn over our voter rolls as a ransom payment to get ICE to end its unconstitutional assault on our state. Our founders designed a system where states and local governments, not the federal government, oversee elections to safeguard us from exactly this, a tyrannical, power-hungry president trampling on our constitutional rights. As Maine's top election official, I stand with Minnesota Secretary of State Simon as we fight back against this dangerous assault together." End quote. That's from Secretary of State Shenna Bellows. And before we wrap up, the Maine Immigrant Rights Hotline is 207-544-9989. Again, that's 207-544-9989. Their resource hub is at maineimmigrantrights.org. More resources, including a place to request help for someone being detained by immigration officials, can be found on the Immigration Legal Advocacy Project Maine's website, ILAPmaine.org. Indivisible Bangor and others hold a weekly vigil every Tuesday at 11, so it's coming up in a few hours, in front of the federal building on Harlow Street near the Bangor Public Library. I've been told by a longtime participant that the numbers have definitely been growing at that. So again, that starts at 11 and happens every Tuesday. You can get more information at indivisiblebangor.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.